Hello there. Welcome to the Music That Matters podcast here on KEXP. My name is Abby, and I'm your overnight host slash night creature every Wednesday, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm absolutely excited to share all these tracks that matter to me right now, including some conversations that I had with artists including Big Thief, Land of Talk, Noga Ares, and HMLTD. But let's kick things off with Canadian duo You'll Never Get to Heaven. They just dropped their second album called Images, and here's the title track.
Oh, on that mic one time when I touch floor. Not really with it, so I come up on my guards on. They wanna know what the flow is about long, so I blow out flow, can't be about long. Spilled greatness, now they're telling me they want more. Just getting started, but they're giving me the encore. My road version is equivalent to untouched, so when I do road, better know I'm on my young thug. Watch how you're rolling when in my enclosure. So sad they're unsure how I keep the posture. It's so mad how your vibe just thinks like an odor. Wonder why you're shotting it at a low cost. They talk about fame, but like what else is realer? Getting obsessed over people's demeanor. Dead that, kill it one time. All about the energy I'm bringing up now. Like, how the fuck you really wanna come and figure her out on my mission? Figuring out where the figures at, there are a picture, but I didn't remember going to the bar. The bigger picture will always be looking finer than the start. Man, Jack Jones floor, I will always be alert. Putting in the time before they put me in the earth. This is nothing, I've been rocking out bars with the gang. I set the vision, cause my razor never coming with a bang. When I'm up, you talk about the fights I lost. I just wanna talk about the fights I won. They reminisce like this, but buddies that I'm dropping always sound like hits. So what? You talk about the fights I lost. I just wanna talk about the fights I won. I reminisce like this, cause the buddies that I'm dropping always sound like hits. When I'm up, you talk about the fights I lost. I just wanna talk about the fights I won. They reminisce like this, but buddies that I'm dropping always sound like hits. So what? You talk about the fights I lost. I just wanna talk about the fights I won. I reminisce like this, cause the buddies that I'm dropping always sound like hits. Mind gone, head gone, nerves gone, now it's my turn. Tell him I be seeking where before you can't run. I've been picking up the pen like I'm about to right wrongs. I've been trying to be the greatest in the country from a youngin', so they handed me the glove and now I'm boxing like I'm Rocky. Yeah, I'm standing on my own, cause you people are moving dodgy. Don't you dare talk to me different, my nigga, I put the work in. Blood cold, next stop. Blood colony on my next drop. What? How you mean I ain't the next stop? Fuck, you the humans and you dead luck. Running with the gang because my Stefan is a shooter. Cassive is the killer and the stripes if I did it. So we coming with no manners, but the true love still inside is better. Think about your future before you step inside my palace.
You're listening to Agent Blah, all the way from Gothenburg, Sweden, with their new single, Derogatory Embrace. Before that, you heard God Colony, who teamed up with South London MC Flowio with the track Fights. Lady Tron's vocalist Marnie returns for her second solo album. That was the track Lost Maps. And Canadian duo You'll Never Get to Heaven kicking things off with their track Images. Thanks so much for joining me here on the Music That Matters podcast on KEXP. If you like what you hear, you can find more podcasts at kexp.org. Next, from Tel Aviv, Israel, Noga Erez is making amazing, politically informed pop music. And I spoke with her about her new track, Off the Radar.
And eventually it became a song about a very serious issue about identity and an identity crisis that we are all a part of as this generation of people who have their own identity, who they are, and besides that, have a second identity of just being a persona in social media.
Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar. We make up everything. We tell it as we want.
You had to. take it to the road, hon. So run, so run.
Toronto soul singer Tanika Charles with the track Soul Run. And before that, we had new music from UK outfit Estrons with Strobe Lights. And starting us off was Noga Erez with Off the Radar. Her album of the same name will drop on June 2nd. This next band was formerly known as Happy Meal Limited, but now go by HMLTD. I think of them as the modern day version of the birthday party. And I got to talk with Henry of HMLTD about the track To the Door.
When you do pop music, there's a sort of fetishistic disavowal of, I don't know, like the actual state of things in favor of this sort of like world of kitsch where everything's sort of disposable and happy. And but then the idea is that on the chorus, it kind of zooms out into something a bit more real. And so like it started off as like a spaghetti western kind of like guitar track, and then for the chorus we just took a lot of influence from trap artists.
Do you think
That track always gives me the summertime feels. That was Sunday with Bed. And before that, you heard The Moon Landings featuring members of Fat White Family with their track Vessels, coming from their latest album, Interplanetary Class Classics. And we kick things off with To The Door, coming from UK outfit HMLTD. And Big Thief will return this year with their album Capacity. And here is Adrienne to break down the new track, Shark Smile.
And I've been listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen. I was imagining him singing it, actually. But it's also telling this story that I was thinking about, because that year there were some people who passed away on their way to this festival that I go to every year in a car accident. And actually that year there were like three or four like friends of friends who passed away in car wrecks. It was weird. So that was coming through, and it was just this alchemy of things.
I am losing. I hear a knocking at the wall.
Someone else I can speak to.
You're listening to Cigarettes After Sex with their track Apocalypse. After much anticipation, they are finally releasing their self-titled debut out on June 9th. And before that, you heard out of Edinburgh, Scotland, Marisol. After a brief hiatus, they returned in February 2017 with their full-length I Will Kill Again. And the track you heard from that album was Klopfgeist. And we began with Big Thief's new track, Shark Smile, from their new album, Capacity, set to be released this summer. My name is Abby, and thank you so much for listening to the Music That Matters podcast and supporting great music that you hear on KEXP. You can normally find me on the airwaves every Wednesday, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're ever suffering from a bout of insomnia, or maybe you're working really late, no worries, I'm here for you. I have one more track left for you. It comes from a Canadian outfit that we haven't heard from in 7 years. Land of Talk will return on May 19th with a new album called Life After Youth. And I had a lovely chat with Elizabeth Powell about her track, This Time, which you're going to hear right after this.
I guess I was sort of comforting myself after my dad suffered a major stroke. And it caused like major brain damage, and he ended up being hemiplegic. Like he lost his ability, like in his whole right, he's right side paralyzed. And I remember visiting him in the hospital after that happened. And I was so, I obviously just was going through a lot. So I went almost like naturally, like without even thinking, just went to my guitar when I got home and picked it up. And again, so I started playing this sort of sweeping, this lulling guitar part, and I just kind of started wailing or kind of like whimpering, like, I don't want to waste it this time, over and over again. And then I recorded it because I forget stuff really quickly. So I recorded it right away, and I played it for my dad, and I started just, and he, and just his response to it was just a look on his face and the way it kind of, it looked like it was washing over him in a way that it was making me feel. So I kind of went back and kept writing it. And then I started writing another song, and I kept bringing them to his, to his hospital bed and just playing him these tunes. And then just sometimes putting them on a loop. So I kind of was giving him like the pre-remix of This Time. And he would just listen to it, and it would help, you know, in a time when we couldn't really communicate with words, because he was having, expressive aphasia where he just couldn't get out what he was trying to say properly. And the music became like our our way of being able to have an exchange. So sorry, I get really emotional when I talk about it, but yeah, so that's This Time. It was like kind of the beginning of maybe wanting to get back to music and to stop taking everything for granted. And I remember my dad even saying, like, after a while, he's like, okay, I think you have enough music here to like get back to it. He's like, please, like, yes, your music is helping me, and now just like get back to it, Lizzie. So it was, in a way, it was like kind of through tragedy that this like really beautiful song emerged.
As the end of me. that's the end of